朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
姊妹们平安。上个礼拜当我们讲到当神造天地万物以来，神的永能和神性借着所造之物是明明可知的，叫人无可推诿啊。
Last week we mentioned that in Romans chapter 1 verse 20 says, For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in things that have been made, so there's no excuse.
所以我们特别说到，如果连每一样东西神造它都带着目的的话，
If God created everything with a purpose,
更不要说我们照着他的形象所造的人，
Let alone us, humankind, we were created in his image.
所以我们上个礼拜已经从五个方面讲到人特别特别的受造，还有在神面前特别的价值。
So last week we mentioned five significance of human and the purposes of human creation.
所以当我们成为人的时候，我们在我们所有所扮演的角色里面，神都赋予了特别的目的和意义。
So God has a special significance, meaning, and purpose for every role that we play.
当妈的是其中一个非常非常重要的角色。
And motherhood is one of very important roles.
哦，她在不在这个整个人类的历史上，尤其在神的家中，姊妹们扮演的角色太重要了啊。
It's so important the role that sisters play in human history as well as in church.
我今天要讲的这个题目，一方面结合我们整个系列在讲十架的信息。
So this message is actually one of the messages of the cross.
那一方面又跟今天母亲节有关的。
And it also has to do with Mother's Day today.
说老实话，我相信很多姊妹看到这个题目，说再受生产之苦，可能就会说 Oh no.
Maybe some sisters, when they look at the topic in the anguish of childbirth, they will say Oh no.
所以不管你今天有勇气坐在这里，或是有勇气今天在 online 上面听这个信息，我们都应该给你比个大拇指啊。
But we applaud you that you have the courage to listen to this message, whether it's on-site or online.
因为生产本身的确很痛苦。
Because it's indeed, childbirth is very painful.
我虽然没有生过孩子，但是我听他们形容说母亲在生产的时候好像12根骨头同时裂掉的那种痛啊。
Experience childbirth, but I have heard that when a woman gives birth to a child, it's like 12 bones all broken at the same time.
或是拿鞭子连续鞭个几十个小时哈。
Or being scorched for many hours.
我也不要吓到你们姊妹们不敢生孩子。
I don't want to scare those sisters who have not been a mother yet.
前两天于师母还跟我讲，我就上报纸去看，他是 CIA 的调查哈，所以蛮准的。全世界生育率不是，差点讲成生产率，生育率最低的居然是台湾。
A couple of days ago, Pastor Nancy told me a statistics, and then it's done by CIA, so probably accurate that the lowest childbirth rate.It's in the world, it's actually in Taiwan.
我40年前在台湾就是2000万出头，现在还是2000万出头。
So 40 years ago, when I was in Taiwan, the total population of Taiwan was about 20 million, and now it's still about 20 million.
我跟于师母在台湾街头好几次看到人家推车，这样伸头一看是一只小狗、小猫。
When Pastor Nancy and I were in Taiwan, oftentimes we saw people pushing a stroller on the street, but then as we look closer, it's actually a pet.
台湾政府为了这个报告特别拨款100亿 10 billion 台币哈，大概等于3亿美金，为了鼓励生产，为了优惠当妈的。
So because of this statistics, actually the Taiwan government had a budget, set aside a budget of $300 million to actually to encourage childbirth.
所以当母亲真的不容易。
So it's not easy to be a mother.
那我今天这个题目呢，保罗原来的意思，他是对加拉太教会讲的。
So originally this passage was a message from Paul to the church at Colossia.
因为他们明明接受了保罗所传的福音，人是因信称义，因着耶稣基督而得救。
Those Christian, the Galatians Christians, they received the gospel message that they were saved by faith.
但是他们却在这个根基之外，他们仍然坚持必须受割礼才能得救。
But yet, in addition to this foundation, they still insisted that you have to be circumcised in order to be saved.
所以保罗说，我需要为你们再受生产之苦，直到基督成形在你们心里。
That's why Paul says.I had to be in the anguish of childbirth again until Christ is formed in you.
所以我借着这个题目再受生产之苦，这个再提醒在座所有当妈的。
So I'm borrowing this passage again in the anguish of the childbirth to remind all moms.
不要只当你孩子肉身的妈，要当他属灵的妈。
Don't just be the natural mother for your children, but be the spiritual mother for your children.
我们要为他再受生产之苦，直到基督成形在我孩子的里面。
We have to be in anguish of childbirth for them again until Christ is formed in your children.
就像我们说的，如果你不向你爸妈传福音，谁去跟他传福音？你不向你自己的孩子传福音，谁向他去传福音
？As I kept saying, if you don't preach the gospel to your parents, who else will? And if you don't preach the gospel to your children, who else will?
所以我们一定有责任，在孩子们离开家。加上大学前，我们真的希望基督能够成形在他们的心中。
So it's our responsibility that before our children leave home for college, that Christ has to be formed in them.
同样的，我也不是只对肉身的妈啊，我是对所有当属灵母亲的人。
And this is not just for the natural mothers, but spiritual mothers as well.
神家需要很多的弟兄们。很多的单身们还没有结婚的都起来当属灵的母亲。
The house of God needs all brothers as well as singles to be spiritual mothers.
因为属灵母亲的责任就是希望把基督能够在别人的里面成形出来。
The responsibility of a spiritual mom is that Christ will be formed in others.
像保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章，他又是属灵的父亲，又是属灵的母亲。
So in the book of Thessalonians, chapter 2, Paul is saying that he was the spiritual mother as well as father.
他讲到他是属灵母亲的时候，他说我在你们中间，这个温柔，这个存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。
When Paul described him as a spiritual mother, he says that I was gentle among you to nurture you.
他说我们不光要把神的福音给你们，就连自己的命给你们都愿意的啊。
Not only that I'm willing to give you the gospel of Christ, but even my own life.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天这个信息不要认为只是对母亲们讲的，是对我们整个教会，所有。爱主愿意服侍主的人，我们都需要听这样子的一个信息。
So this message is not only for moms, but for everyone who love the Lord and want to serve the Lord.
我们现在来读一下今天的经文。
So let's read the scripture.
哥林多后书第四章十到十二节，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, life in you.
好，所以不管在肉身上当母亲、当父亲，或是在属灵上当属灵的父母，都离不开十字架的原则。
So whether we're natural or spiritual mothers and fathers, we cannot depart from the principle of cross.
我们前两个礼拜已经讲过的十字架的道理，对现代的人来说，认为是一件愚拙的事情。
As we mentioned in the past weeks, that the principle, the truth about the cross is considered foolish in modern days.
因为整个后现代的思维方式跟生活方式都是自我中心的。
Because the entire principle around postmodernism is self-centeredness.
怎么样子让我变得更好？怎么样子让我人生更好？怎么样子让我被接受？怎么样子让我被发挥？怎么样子让我能够做成我想要做的事情？
So how can I improve myself? How can I improve my life? How can I develop myself? How can I feel fulfilled? How can I be accepted? Everything is about myself.
所以当我们讲舍己的时候，我们觉得这是一个不合时代的信息，这是一个不落地的信息，没有人愿意听这个信息。
So when we talk about the truth of self-denial, we may see that as not practical or outdated.
但是弟兄姊妹，我真的要跟弟兄姊妹说哈。这是神赐福给我们的最主要的管道，借着耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
But yet, I have to emphasize to you again and again that this is the channel of God's blessing, and this is the channel of God's blessing that Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
如果我问大家一个问题哈，你自己回答。
May I ask you a question? You can just answer to yourself.
你觉得你需不需要更多的智慧、能力和祝福
？Do you need more?Wisdom, power, and blessing.
这三个已经包括很多了哈。
This encompasses a lot of things.
智慧讲到我知道怎么做正确的决定，我知道我人生的方向是什么，我知道什么事情是有价值的。我们都需要更多的智慧。我怎么样在我的工作上，在我人生的挑战上胜任有余
？So we need wisdom to know my personal the purpose of my life, my values and my directions, and how I can serve in the workplace and.In my family.
能力说到我不光有理想有方向有目标我有办法达到它
Power is not only that we have a goal but we have a power we know how to get there
我不光知道我要有爱我要有忍耐我要有圣洁我真的能够活出这样子的生活
Not only that I know I need love I need godliness I need holiness, but I can actually achieve it.
同样的祝福更是，对不对？我们都希望得到更多的恩典，更多的帮助，更多的祝福，更多的好处。
The same with blessings. We always need more help. We always need more blessings.
但是如果你真正把圣经好好读完的话，神赐给我们智慧、力量和祝福。那一个管道不离开耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
But if we carefully study the scripture, we will see that heavenly wisdom, power, and blessing come from nowhere except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我们自己或者很多我们周围的基督徒都已经给主画了一条线啊，到此为止，不要再过来 ，That's enough.
Oftentimes we ourselves or Christians around us, we have set a boundary between us and God. Say, this is the limit.That's it, no more.
我一个礼拜三次聚会，我奉献最多十分之一，别的时候不要来碰我了。
I will come to church three times a week, and I will tithe 10%, and that's it. That's the max, no more.
弟兄姊妹，我们对救恩有一个非常错误、被仇敌mislead 的一个观念，让我们觉得他好像是不合理的一个主。
So we've been misled by the enemy. We often think that God is unreasonable.
其实他整个的祝福都在耶稣基督借着十字架要倾倒给我们的。
But actually, He wants to pour out all of His blessing through this truth, Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
所以我们说，基督是我们的生命，十字架是我们的道路。
That's why we can claim that Christ is our life and the cross is our way.
我们一起讲一遍好不好
？Let's say it together.
不要看讲义，应该会背的。
Let's memorize it.
基督是我们的生命
，Christ is our life，
是我们的道路
，and the cross is our way。
什么叫道路？你每天都在走路。
What is way? We walk on the way all the time。
我们每一天的生活就叫做我们在走路。
And then our daily life is actually our daily walk。
我们每一个人都在走路，对不对
？And every one of us is walking。
但是问题是，第一个，你在走什么样子的路
？But what kind of walk do you have？
第二个，这条路。合乎神的旨意吗？是神所要的吗
？And is your walk, your way, God's will?
第三个，这条路早晚有路终，要停下来的一天。
And sooner or later, there's an end to all of our ways.
然后我们要回头，把我这一生所有的日子所走过的路向神交账。
And then we're going to turn back and give account to all the paths that we have walked in this life.
我现在都已经65岁了，我回头看有多少的日子浪费了，真的浪费了。
I'm already 65 years old, and as I look back, I've wasted so many days.
并不代表我在做坏事。
It doesn't mean that I was doing something bad.
我自己上班非常认真的人。
I was very diligent when I was in the workplace.
我那时候上班的时候，我一天不知道读多少的书。做多少的事情
While I was working in the marketplace, I was still very diligent to study and work.
属灵上也是这样
And the same way of my spiritual pursuit.
当我离开基督，我离开了他所给我预备的道路的时候。
But yet, brothers and sisters, if I depart from Jesus Christ and depart from the way that He has prepared for me,
这是我们一切混乱愁苦的原因。
And that becomes the source of all of our confusion, chaos, and suffering.
告诉我们，基督是我们的生命，十字架是我们的道路。
So the Scripture tells us that Christ is our life and the cross is our way.
但是我们怎么样子可以让我们真正走在这条路上
？But how can we really walk on this way？
不仅仅走在这条路上能够 finish well。
Not only that we get to walk on this way, but we finish well。
没有一个人可以被逼到十字架的路上的。
No one can be forced or coerced onto this way。
我们今天愿意甘心的走十字架的道路，甘心的愿意来侍奉神。
Today we willingly serve God and walk on this path of cross。
第一。耶稣基督自己他的吸引
It's because Jesus Christ himself has drawn us
他的荣美他自己的美丽荣耀吸引了我们用自己的美德招了我们
He has drawn us with his beauty and his glory and has called us with his godliness
所以当他在加利利海边行走的时候他看到彼得安德烈看到雅各看到约翰他说来跟从我
So when he was walking on the seashore of GalileeHe saw Peter, John, and James, and he says, "Come, follow me."
这些人居然可以撇下网，撇下船，别了父亲，起来跟随耶稣。
And these people, they were just willing immediately drop what they have and say goodbye, bid farewell to their fathers and follow Jesus.
你知道那个是等于整个 career, 整个人生，整个人的原来的生活方式，全部因着耶稣，他愿意放下来。
In other words, they were willing to give up all of their career, all of their old life to follow Jesus.
因为在耶稣身上有一个说不出来的吸引，有一个说不出来的气质和生命，让他们觉得这个人不一样，我要跟他。
Because they were drawn unspeakably by the glory and by the life of Jesus Christ. This person was different, they were willing to follow him.
弟兄姊妹，如果你缺少这样子的经验的话，要向主要，我们的主乐意向我们显现的。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we lack this experience of being drawn by the Lord, we need to ask, and He is pleased.
让我们快跑来跟随你啊
！And He's always pleased to appear to us. We may say, Lord, may You draw us so that we will run after You.
第二个是因为他的爱激励我们。
Second, it's because of His love compels us.
当我们真知道什么叫属命的大爱
，If we know truly know this great sacrificial love.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天夫妻之间彼此牺牲一点，都在记账的，对不对？
Today, when husbands and wives sacrifice a little bit, we hold grudges.
沈老牧师说去住到别人家接待他，发现姊妹在冰箱上贴了一个条子，常常一条线一条线，五个画一个正，或是画个五呢。
Pastor Shen once told a story that he went to stay with a brother and sister's house, and then they saw he saw on the refrigerator there's a tally kept.By the wife.
他问这个女主人你是在记录什么
And then so he asked the lady, what are you keeping records of?
他说我在记录我老公得罪我几次
And then she said, I'm counting the times that he offended me.
到时候一起算账
Then I'm going to give a count.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们真的不认识什么叫做舍己。如果真认识基督为你，为我舍的是什么
So brothers and sisters, we really don't understand. We don't know how much Jesus Christ has suffered for us and His sacrifice.
就像今天这节经文《哥林多后书》第五章十四节讲，基督的爱激励我们，他替我们死，所以现在活着的不再为自己活，愿意替那位为我们死而复活的主活。
Like in the scripture, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15.15, for the love of Christ controls us because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that all thus who live might no longer live for ourselves, but for Christ.
所以十字架的道路对外行人没有真正走在其上的就会怕不敢走。
So those who don't really understand will fear the path of cross.
真正被主的爱碰到的时候其实我们是甘心走。
But for those who have been touched and compelled by the love of Christ, we will walk on the path willingly. Because love will bring about power and change.
你看，我们常常开玩笑，以前当然不是现代人，现代人比他爱干净。以前那个人很少洗澡的，很少洗头的，一交了女朋友，哇，洗得干干净净的。
So we used to joke that a single guy probably won't take shower every day, but once he is in love, he's in a relationship, he all of a sudden tidy up.
平常苦瓜脸哈，严肃的要命，不讲话，不沟通的，一谈恋爱，哇，唱歌了。
Or maybe he used to have a square face, he never jokes, but now he's willing, he just loves to sing.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣吸引我们的时候，你会发现从前我没办法不愿意的，现在并不困难，因为有个爱，基督的爱在这里。
So when the love of Christ compels us that we are willing to do things that we never would want to.
所以基督不仅仅在这里用他的荣美、吸引我们，用他的爱激励我们。
Not only that, Christ draws us with his glory and beauty and his love compels us.
接下来说到他作为我们的生命，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活，这个成为我走十字架道路的力量。
And he also becomes our life, no longer I, but Christ that lives in us. And his life becomes the strength of my walk.
Now, 我相信我们并不是代表我们没有心爱主，我们也不是没有走过主的路，但是常常发现走着走着被淘汰了，走着走着走不下去了。
Oftentimes, it's not that we're not willing, but after a long while, then we become weary. We can't go on anymore.
要我原谅他七次还可以哈，到了第八次爆发了。
Maybe I can forgive this person seven times, but the eighth time, I exploded.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要基督做生命，这个羔羊的生命，十架的生命，会让我们可以走得下去。
So we really need the life of Christ, the life of this Lamb to be our life so that we can continue on this way.
所以我上次举了一个例子，那个 e-bike,、就是那个 bicycle,、你光用脚踏，有很多时候我们就真的就是不行。
Like the example I give the e-bike, if you just pedal on it, sometimes you can't do it.
但是 e-bike 它本身有一个本钱，就是它有一个 switch,、有一个按钮，你一按它有力量替你开。
But then there's a switch that if you turn on, it has the power to assist you.
你如果不信耶稣的话，没有这个东西。
But if you don't believe in Jesus, you don't have that power.
只有一个生命。
There's only one life.
信了耶稣有两个生命。
But after you believe in Jesus, there are two lives.
什么时候我放弃我们那个不行的、疲倦的、会埋怨的、会伤害人的生命，我放下它，我转向主的时候，这个东西要来替代我。
But anytime we're willing to lay down this old life, this life that will get weary and tired and complain and bitter, and then turn to the other life,That life becomes our strength.
让我自己都有让我惊讶的表现了。
So that even I was surprised myself with the new behavior.
我还想说这不是我原来于宏杰，不可能的。
Sometimes I amaze myself. This is not me. This is
这不是原来的我。你会经历到什么叫做基督替我活
？This is not me. So I get to experience what it means that Christ lives in me and for me.
弟兄姊妹一定要去经历它。
So we ought to experience that.
接下来讲到十几次十架经历的记号，基督的生命是我们十架经历必然有的结果。
Then we talk about self-denial is actually the mark of cross experience, and the life of Christ is the natural result.
它不光是一个人走十架道路身上一个很明显的一个记号，一个 sign, 一个特点。
So self-denial is actually the mark of someone walking on this cross path.
就像保罗说的，我身上带着耶稣的印记，人都不要来搅扰我。
Just like Paul says, on me, I carry on the mark of the Christ. No one should disturb me.
NASB 把它翻译作牌子、名牌 brand. 我身上，这个你的牌子是什么？
So, another translation says, that is my brand.
为什么这么多人喜欢买名牌的鞋子？因为人家一看就看到了，西装还看不到。
Why is that people like to buy name brand shoes? Because they can easily be recognized.
我在中国40人民币，这十几年前买到的衬衫，在这边 Nordstrom 180块美金。
Many years ago, I bought a shirt in China for 40 renminbi, and then after I came back to the States, I saw the same one in Nordstrom for $180.
这个弟兄姊妹，当我们身上披戴基督的时候，是说披戴基督这个牌子。
So when we say we put on Christ, were actually wearing the brand of Christ.
那舍己不光是我们该有的记号，也是耶稣呼召门徒们的要求。
Self-denial is not only the mark of the cross experience, it's actually the calling of Christ to his disciples.
还在这里耶稣对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
So Jesus said to all, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
因为耶稣太知道了人生所有的痛苦、混乱、伤害给人的或是遭受的，几乎都是从这个己、这个我里面出来的。
Because Jesus knew it very well about all of our sufferings, hurt, confusion, and chaos, pretty much all come from the self.
因为自我中心是一种人天性，很习惯就这样。
Because naturally we tend to be self-centered.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。